Hi, everyone, and welcome. It's time for a little bit of the good stuff. We're going to make your day go a little bit better. That's our goal anyway, right, Mike?
That's right. Integrity Meats of Belle Fouche is grateful for customers and community. The holidays are a time to open our hearts, to pause, to reflect, and to pray. So have a blessed Christmas and Happy New Year from Integrity Meats in Belle Fouche. Safe driving wishes for the holidays from WW Tire Service with 8 locations across central and eastern South Dakota. And also from Rick and Lynn Shippey in Winter, South Dakota. Buying, selling, or auctioning land, it's Shippey Realty. And a Happy New Year from Rick and Lynn.
Hey, is your morning cup of coffee getting just a little lonely? Sounds like it's time to pair it with Tri-State Livestock News. Packed with insights on cattle, grain, sheep, all things ag-related. Your morning routine just got a whole lot richer. You're just a page flip away from the pulse of the ranching world. Tri-State Livestock News. Visit TSLN.com.
I'm going to share America's top New Year's resolutions for 2024. But first, Kim, what do you have?
I have something from Zig Ziglar. If you're not familiar with who he is, check with your parents or grandparents. This piece is called A Change in Celebrating the Season. He goes on to say, unfortunately, over the years, things have changed. The cheerful Merry Christmas of yesteryear has been replaced by the politically correct Happy Holidays. In the minds of many people, we celebrate holidays. Not only is Christ not at the center of the celebration, he isn't even considered to be the reason for the season. If I seem upset about the changes that I see taking place in regard to Christmas, it is because I am. It's not because an old tradition is being changed. No, I'm upset that the event that made it possible for me to have a life I could never have imagined is being hidden from view with decorations, wrapping paper, parties, and political correctness. Again, a piece by Zig Ziglar.
That's pretty timely, isn't it?
Yes, a little thought-provoking.
Well, these are the most common New Year's resolutions among U.S. respondents, 417 respondents ages 18 to 64, which were surveyed just this past October from Statista Consumer Insights. What would you think would be the number one New Year's resolution?
Lose weight.
No, actually
really?
Not. To save more money. 59% of the people said they wanted to save more money.
That's a good plan. I hope they get her done.
There were 50% that said they wanted to exercise more.
Oh.
Okay.
So okay.
That's up there.
Yeah.
47% to eat healthier. 40% to spend more time with family and friends.
Oh, that's a good one.
To lose weight actually came in the number five spot. Only 35% of the people. I don't know if they've just done that so long they decided they're going to give up on that.
Well, they sounds like they're just trying to eat healthier. They're changing their focus, maybe.
Which, if they exercised more and eat healthier, they'll probably get to that losing weight. Okay, so the next one was to reduce spending on living expenses, food, energy, those kind of things. That was 26%. I found it interesting to look to spend less time on social media. Only 19% of the people said, I'm going to spend less time on social media.
Well, at least 19% said they were going to do it.
Another 19%, maybe it's the same 19%, I guess, said to reduce stress on the job. So wouldn't it be, that should be at the top.
Yeah.
Reduce your stress at your job. Spend less time on social media, which would probably lead to exercising more, losing weight, and those kind of things. Spending more time with friends and family. I thought that was interesting. 417 respondents just this past October from Statista.
That is interesting. That is. Hey, I've got a poem. It's called Tears of Winter. And this is by Jenny Klasna. When the frost is hanging heavy and the snow is sifting down, the watery sun is battling with the cold. The wind is whispering hoarsely of its anger building up and its plans to buffet the whole town. Here we sit beside our fireplace, warm and richly blessed, and think about the poor ones on the streets. No job or home or fireside, no food or bed or such, and a bitter winter lingering, cold and long. Every day their number grows as many companies they fold, and the lines into soup kitchens is no end. Why don't they cancel foreign loans, all handouts round the globe, and use money to feed and house them all? Create more jobs and provide work so our homeless cease to exist, and each one has a home of his own.
Interesting.
That's what I thought.
Season.
Tears of winter, not what I anticipated. Maybe you didn't either.
No, I didn't. If you have something you'd like to share on the good stuff, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. Happy New Year, everyone, from Mike and Kim at The Good Stuff.